This is a slightly abridged version. I'll indicate where the gaps are. Through security. The taxi driver had known fares like this before, all flustered and nervous about getting to Heathrow on time. "No worries," he said. "We make it easy." "Oh, good," Connie said. She kept checking her passport and travel documents and looking out of the taxi window at the streets of West London. "You drive this way a lot?" "All the time," said the taxi driver, a cheerful Jamaican. "Terminal 3," the woman said. "Right, no worries." Outside the car, Cromwell Road gave way to a faster, clear way. Then the Hammersmith flyover, then an elevated stretch with an impressive view on both sides. Finally, the road became a motorway and there weren't any more stoplights. There were big blue signs on the M4 pointing off to places you might want to go if you weren't going to Heathrow. "Goodness," Connie said, "it's a long way, isn't it?" She added, "Terminal 3, you know." "Right, no worries." Now she gets there, she gets checked in, and she gets to security. You had to put any liquids in a clear plastic bag before even joining the queue for the security gate and the x-ray machine. Connie stopped to read the sign telling you what wasn't allowed. She thought for a moment. Her shampoo, hand lotion, cleanser, all those things were in a suitcase that she had checked in. "Hello, do you have any liquids? If so, please put them in one of the bags provided." The attendant must say this 1,000 times a day. "No, I packed them all." "Do you have any of these prohibited items? Explosives, sharp items, files, nail files, knives, scissors, corrosive material, weapons, firearms?" "Oh no, explosives, firearms. No, no, none of those. I packed my nail file." "Oh wait, I do have a pair of scissors." "Oh dear. I'm afraid we'll have to confiscate them. You can put them in that bin." The bin was half full of all sorts of knives and blades that people had obviously put in their carry-on bags or pockets instead of the checked luggage. If they didn't forfeit it here, it would be found and confiscated at the x-ray machine. "How silly of me," Connie said. "Now I'll have to buy a new pair. Well, it serves me right for being so careless." The Heathrow security woman was sympathetic. "You can always get another pair of scissors. Some people carry expensive things, antique daggers, things like that. They just don't think ahead. We have to confiscate all that kind of thing. No exceptions. Thanks for being so understanding. That bin over there, that's right. Goodness, what happens to them all? Do you return them to their owners later?" "I believe they go out to auction eventually. You'd think people would learn, but we take in new items all the time." "Auction," Connie repeated. "So they'll have a new owner," she shrugged. "Well, goodbye, scissors." Connie went on and joined the queue for security. She read all the bewildering instructions. "Remove your coat, put laptops in a separate tray, take metal items out of your pockets." Sometimes they wanted you to take your shoes off and go through the metal detector doorway in your stocking feet, but that wasn't necessary this time. Connie passed through the doorway without being frisked. They didn't seem very interested in her, and she collected her bag and her jacket. So she goes through duty-free and comes out into the departure area. Connie found a vacant seat and sat down, placing her carry-on bag at her feet and her coat on her lap. Now she could catch her breaths after all that hurrying. It was relaxing in spite of the rush and buzz around her. People pulling their suitcases along smartly to the departure gate. People killing time until their gate number was displayed. People drinking coffee and spring water and keeping their children entertained. She took a paperback book out of her bag. It was a murder mystery, just the thing to relax with after the hurly-burly of getting to the airport on time, getting to the airport on the way home, and getting away from Louis. What a weekend. So different from what she had hoped, but he was his same old abusive self. She'd been going to surprise him. He would be glad to see her, or so she thought. They would have a lovely weekend together. They would have a romantic dinner on the Saturday. They would be affectionate with each other. They would make love tenderly. They would make up for some of the things that had happened in the past. It would be a new beginning for them. She had even thought of moving to London, getting a job, just to be near Louis. What had she been thinking? What had she thought that he had ever changed? Louis. She hadn't realized how much she actually hated him. Mm-hmm. She would scarcely have guessed it until this morning when he came at her, hard fists flying as though he were fighting some other man in a pub brawl. She had suddenly thought, and both thoughts came at the same time, who does he think he is? And I don't have to put up with this. She was suddenly amazed that she had ever put up with this behavior, and for so long. And to think a moment before she'd been sewing on a button for him. But now that was all over, and she opened the book to the page she had reached on the trip to London. The story was rather predictable in its way. It was typical. They found the body in chapter 2, and now in chapter 5, they were still looking for the murder weapon. Maybe they would find it, and maybe they wouldn't. Maybe it got taken away somewhere. Maybe it was well hidden. Maybe it ended up in an auction.